Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Oklahoma, the latest state to be pursuing a secondary state beef checkoff to supplement the U.S. dollar a head beef checkoff. According to Michael Kelsey, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, they're in the process of getting signatures on the petition to call for a checkoff vote.
We think we're about a third of the way done. The reason I say we think is because OCA is not the only organization collecting signatures. There's some others doing it too. And so we haven't pooled our resources yet. We're going to do that in December. But we've had great success and really a very generous and kind of receiving, if you will, from producers. A lot of producers have told us, you know, it's time. We do need to increase the resources we have to promote our product. The way we've set this up, it would be an additional dollar. That dollar would be wholly refunded. So if a producer doesn't like the strategies, just doesn't support it, whatever the case may be, they can get a full refund request on that. As additionally, that entire dollar is controlled by the Oklahoma Beef Council. So they could use that entire dollar on strategies that may be domestic strategies here in Oklahoma as well as across the United States and, of course, foreign marketing strategies in Japan, Korea, etc. So they would have full control of that. And we've had a lot of optimism over that, a lot of appreciation that it's more controlled by Oklahomans than it is to some entity somewhere else. And so we've had a very positive reception. We're going to continue to gather those signatures, and we'd like to get that done by the end of December if possible. Every cattleman meeting across the state, we try to have somebody there to be collecting signatures, answering questions. Mm-hmm. If we're successful in getting that done, then we can have a referendum. We're shooting for middle of April, 1st of May. We'd like to get that done before wheat harvest kicks in big and before summertime activities and those types of things. And that's our goal, and we're going to continue to push forward for it.
One longtime cattle industry leader in our state told me that if we can get those signatures, 5,500, that will be accepted by the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture and a referendum is called for, he fully expects that cattle producers will vote in favor of that state beef checkoff. Several groups are cheering the Food and Drug Administration as they've officially announced that they rejected petitions from public interest groups calling for mandatory labeling of foods produced with genetic engineering. One of the groups saying Hip Hip Hooray, the Biotechnology Industry Organization, or BIO, their president, Brian Balin, says that BIO appreciates the several actions taken by the FDA, which highlight the administration's support for common sense, science-based food policy. Notably, the FDA reaffirming its longstanding policy that foods containing biotech ingredients are compositionally the same and as safe and as nutritious as conventionally produced foods, thus distinguishing them with a mandatory label would mislead consumers by falsely implying they are somehow different. Bio says they're not. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. ITC Great Plains says congratulations to all who participated and achieved so much at this year's national convention. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.